Lara Trump announced over the weekend that she will remove herself from consideration for a potentially open Senate seat in Florida. The former Republican National Committee chair and wife of President-elect Donald Trump's son, Eric, was her father-in-law's apparent first choice. But the president-elect suggested last week that it was unlikely Governor Ron DeSantis would appoint her. "Ron is going to have to make that decision, and he'll make the right decision," Donald Trump said. "I also know that Lara's got so many other things. I mean, she's got so many other things. People want her to be on television. They want to give her contracts." Lara Trump teased a big announcement in January 2025. While she hasn't shared details, she previously considered a 2022 Senate run in her home state of North Carolina. DeSantis now has an opportunity to elevate someone to a prominent role in an influential state for the Republican Party. Senator Marco Rubio plans to resign the seat if the Senate confirms him to be Donald Trump's Secretary of State. Since winning the election, Donald Trump has picked multiple Florida officials for high-level posts, including Representative Michael Waltz as National Security Advisor and former Florida State Attorney General Pam Bondi to be the U.S. Attorney General, the second Floridian tapped for the position after Matt Gaetz removed himself from the running in November. So who could be some of the alternatives? Reporting suggests it will probably be someone with political experience in Florida. Current Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, former Florida State House Speaker Jose Oliva, and James Uthmeyer, the governor's chief of staff, may be candidates. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez also has two chances to rise in the ranks. She's an option for DeSantis to appoint to the Senate. But if DeSantis resigns and appoints himself to the seat, Nunez would become governor. Anybody not appointed to the seat could run for it in a special election set for 2026. With Rubio likely leaving the Senate and DeSantis term limited out as governor, two major Florida roles will be on the ballot that year.